Episode 5, Chapter 5, A Cursed Castle. Luke and good pirate Lydia made their way through the now widening cobblestone path. The once agitated and ferocious beast of a dragon now followed pirate Lydia in a lovesick puppy-like demeanor. Luke could not believe what he just witnessed. It was completely lost in thought when the stone path led them around a bend of dense woods once more and into a valley of sand and rocky terrain. "Luke, I think our path ends here. Do you see a way beyond that I do not?" asked Pirate Lydia. "Yes, I know a shortcut through the narrow end just this way. Don't worry, it just looks like an end, but the shadows here play tricks on your eyes. I will lead you on from here if you would like," said Luke. "Oh, yes, thank you so much. I don't even see an opening. It is very strange." Luke carefully slipped past the floppy little dragon and ahead of good Pirate Lydia. He continued on and turned a corner at once and disappeared, as if through a crevice in the surrounding rocks. "This way, my lady. Just take my hand," Luke said. His hand appeared, and Pirate Lydia cautiously took its grasp and stepped up and over into the crevice. Immediately, the shore was before her, and in the distant horizon, a magnificent castle that was built on the height of the rocks overlooking the sea. "Wow! It's beautiful!" she exclaimed.
"Yes, it is. I have seen it countless times from this direction, but it still demands pause," he said with a sigh.
"It is so bright. I'm amazed at the way it shimmers from the sun. It looks as if the portcullis was made of gold," said Pirate Lydia as she squinted from the glow.
"That's simply because it is, my lady. Almost everything in the castle is gold. The curse makes him crave it. He wants everyone to see exactly how much he has, be in control of who he gives it to, and doesn't value anyone or anything above it. His greed for it is only matched by his desire to show everyone what he can do with it. It is a strange greed that has facets of pride, destruction, distraction, and betrayal. The sadness of his heart is weighty over it. When he cannot gain more, he is always reaching for new ways for it to satisfy him. His restless heart is filled with confusion because the gold that comes with his curse hides his true identity in the Creator, Jesus Christ. He is lost. You will see it in his eyes," said Luke as silence filled in the space following his description. And Pirate Lydia's eyes began to fill with tears. She quickly wiped one that cascaded down her cheek. She then broke the silence and gently whispered in Luke's direction.
"His castle. Do you mean to tell me, Luke, that we are just a small hike away from Ebenezer's gates?"
smiled Pirate Lydia nervously.
"Yes, that's correct, and since it's almost sunset, we better head in that direction so you can meet the one you have been searching for. Besides, I don't want to be late," said Luke as he took off his boots and began to jog backwards in motion for Lydia to make haste.
"Luke, what do you mean late? Late for what? Is he expecting you?" shouted Pirate Lydia as she began to slide off her boots, all the while holding her hat on her head and feeling a bit confused and rushed.
"Oh, this is news to me. Come on, Licky. Apparently, we are trotting to a castle for a cursed encounter with Ebenezer's best buddy, and we must hurry since I have no idea what we could be late to."